Life as a climate scientist takes you to a lot of interesting places. Just ask Peter Barrett. He does his work on the icy expanse of Antarctica. Barrett is a geology professor at the University of Victoria in New Zealand. We spoke by Skype.
I've been publishing research that I've really found intriguing and worthwhile and adventurous, running drilling projects in the Antarctic. And the results we're getting really convinced me that the Earth is now changing, the climate is changing, and heading in a direction that we haven't seen for 40 million years. That is a long time.
Barrett says he realized his scientific work wasn't going to convince anyone that climate change is real. At least, not the people who needed to be convinced.
And so that's why I thought it was really want to help this film be made that was going to be appealing to people, and especially young people.
Barrett is the executive director of Thin Ice, a documentary airing Monday on KRCB television that shows the human side of climate change.
It's as much about scientists as people as it is about what they're doing. With the whole business of climate change, a lot of people ask, who do we trust? There's so many different views. Well, here are the scientists talking about it, the people who actually are doing the stuff that gets published.
Suzanne Hale is the director of Green Planet Films, a nonprofit distribution company in Mill Valley.
There's the scientists themselves, like, wondering why they're getting basically like a bad rap, you know. So it's like, no, we're going to go out into the field and we'll show you how we collect data and what the data shows, and explain it so that, you know, an armchair scientist could understand how the greenhouse gases affect the atmosphere. There are, you know, many films out there, but very few, if any, come from the scientist's point of view.
The film shows a mix of early, mid-career, and top-level scientists from around the world. But their research all fits into the same pattern, says Barrett.
The problem that we're facing is rising CO2 emissions. And the only solution is to bring them down to zero. It's very straightforward. But the way you do that will vary from country to country, from city to city, from community to community. It just needs everybody to pay attention and do their bit.
Next December in Paris, world leaders will meet again at the United Nations Climate Change Conference and try to set a global agreement to reduce emissions. That makes the timing of this release ideal, says Hale. And it's an encouraging film too, she says, particularly for kids.
Because you get to see what the scientists do in the field and also how much they love their jobs.
It's one that she hopes will inspire the next generation of climate change scientists. Thin Ice shows on Monday, July 20th, on nearly 100 public television stations around the country. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.